10 years ago, the American Dental Association unsuccessfully sued to halt the Alaska Dental Health Therapist, or DHAT, program. Now, the program has won a national award for its innovative approach to providing Alaska Natives with dental care, and the idea is expanding to other states. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The head of the Dental Health Aid Therapist Training Program, Dr. Mary Willard, accepted the Indian Health Service Director's Award on behalf of the team she says has changed dental health in Alaska.
40,000 people now have access to direct patient care by a dental provider living in their community, where there probably wasn't ever one that lived in these smaller communities before. So it's new access.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium launched the Dental Health Therapist Program 10 years ago because tribal health organizations across the state were continually recruiting, but always short of dentists. And Alaska Native children had cavity rates 2.5 times higher than kids in the lower 48. Dental therapists get 2 years training, including a hands-on practicum. They can do fillings, extract baby teeth, and apply sealants. Willard says they also focus on patient education.
One of the DHAT, Aurora Johnson, reported that in a school where she typically saw 8 or so kids with no cavities out of the 60 in the school, this year she had 34 with no cavities. So that's a huge increase, and exactly what we're looking for. Our Alaska Native children around the state can and should be cavity-free.
The American Dental Association has attacked the program since it began. The ADA says therapists are not qualified to do fillings and extractions. However, supporters say several studies have shown dental therapists provide quality care equal to or exceeding that of dentists. The ADA has fought the authorization of dental therapists in several other states. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.